Oh, gosh. Death is just the beginning.
All right.
Well, okay.
We getting dark.
Let's get dark and weird.
That kooky Yoda. What's he up to?
Losing his mind. I always got to use images from this episode for the very beginning of the timeline video.
Because, oh, the Wellspring stuff?
This is the birthplace of the Force.
I like that you can just go straight there. It's not hard to get to.
Yeah. I mean, I think Qui-Gon told him he would be guided by the Force to this location, so I don't know that it's like a super well-known place.
Mm.
Everyone's like, oh, the Wellspring of Life? Yeah, it would just pop down for a quick visit.
You just take a ride after that one star.
R2's like, no, I'm being electrocuted.
R2's like, I don't think the Force cares about droids. I'm going to short out all my circuits. So wait, was he using the Force to fly the ship, or was he just letting the ship fly itself?
I think he was letting the ship fly itself.
I don't know that that would always work out.
It wouldn't
favor.
Always, but if you're Yoda.
Force volcano.
This is a video game location. Like, if we were to come here in Star Wars Jedi 3 or something, I would lose my mind. This would be so cool. Good for you, Yoda.
R2's like, heck yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the lightsaber, thank you.
I get to play with a lightsaber?
Put it in my head, shoot it out later. It's like, hopefully Yoda doesn't just die, because R2 needs a ride home.
This place kind of reminds me of the Quantum Realm in the Ant-Man movies.
Yeah, it does kind of look like it.
Even though I didn't see the most recent Ant-Man movie.
But you're right, it does kind of remind me of that. The coloring and everything. I wonder why that is. Like, if there's some sort of archetypal, even accidental reason that those places match.
Mm. They just have to make it look weird and trippy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, there's like this mix between sea creatures and plants.
Yeah.
Like, they're like kind of sea creatures, but also mushrooms. Is that Glinda the Good Witch?
She came down in a bubble, bro. That's when you drop the Yoda is never late. He arrives precisely when he means to.
That's what I was going to say. Jedi Masters are never late. Those things kind of look like those little, I forget what they're called, but from Princess Mononoke, the little head
Oh,
clickers.
yeah.
Cousins.
I've been reading a book on Greek mythology, and I don't remember exactly what they're called, but when I read about them, these like certain kinds of gods or beings in Greek mythology, I was like, oh, those are the Force Priestesses. Like they each have a defined set of emotions and stuff.
It's like that Pixar movie. What's it
Inside
called?
Out.
Inside Out, yeah. That would be a cool group cosplay.
Yeah. A deep
And
cut, but
easy, because you could just make the masks and wear black robes and float in the air.
yeah,
Easy.
easy.
They don't even know what he is.
I know. Disappoint us not, whatever you are.
It reminds me of the stuff that Luke says to Rey
Yeah.
in Force Awakens about the island. Have you?
We'll see. Oh, yeah, I kind of forgot about little dark side Yoda.
He's just having fun now.
This looks like it would be a fun Mario level.
Yeah. I don't remember this. Oh, he looks like concept art Yoda, kinda. It was a lot more like goblin like.
Yeah.
Like Gollum.
Mm-hmm.
Who does Yoda's voice?
Tom Kane.
I bet he had fun doing this. It's interesting that this evil shadow Yoda kind of sounds like Empire Strikes Back Yoda. So it, you could think of it like by that time he's had plenty of time to reconcile with his like evil self and he's created like a good balance.
I think that's a great thing to bring up when we talk about the episode, that it's almost his more playful side.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
Yoda,
I mean,
you seek Yoda,
and this, it's interesting because like this is stuff that Yoda himself talks about, that but it's just earlier in his timeline and maybe something that he's forgotten. But the idea that fear, evil, like all of that, it is inside of us, and he needs to accept it, but still not give it power, like he says.
Yeah. Yeah, because all throughout the prequels, you don't see him being that silly or you know, jovial,
mm-hmm.
like he kind of is later in life. And some of that is probably just from being alone for so long on Dagobah. But it could also just be that he's found, like, the ultimate balance between his ultimate good self and ultimate evil self. And he's like, you know what? I am going to be silly sometimes. I'm going to mess with this kid that crashed his plane on my island or on my planet. Man, the difference between serenity and confusion, that would be a hard life. Like, serenity is just always at peace, and confusion is just always confused.
Just always anxious.
That would suck. Uh-oh.
The music. Not Petro. This would have been wild to see live because we hadn't seen Ahsoka all season.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Yoda. You know better than that. Her stuffy
nose. There is no war in Ba Sing Se.
Dang, the whole gang's here.
There are several, like, side character Jedis that we've seen pass away to, or, like, die during the Clone Wars.
Is this the same tree that we see in Tales of the Jedi in Dooku's episode?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Creepy. This is my face.
I wonder if these last couple episodes, it's like the show, I don't know if they knew it was going to be canceled, but it just seems like George Lucas being like, I'm going to just dump all of my philosophy in this.
Mm-hmm. It's
right at the end.
It's a lot to dump. Yeah, like you said, right at the end here. Have we seen more of Ben before this?
Nope. Not in the Clone Wars or anything. Just in other tales where it was called Korriban.
Mm.
Which now both names are canon, but we'll talk about that in the next episode. So until then, thank you for watching and listening along with us. Thank you, Hilo, for being quiet until now. Thank you so much for your support here on Patreon. And may the Force be with you.